Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This week on the Breakup Breakdown.
And then this random guy, I swear it's like out of a movie, this random guy comes up and goes, all of the bathrooms are taken because people are like effing in them. And I'm not even kidding. Like immediately after, the door opens and they both walk out together.
Stop.
And I'm like, so they walk out of the bathroom and I'm like actually shocked. I look at Jess. Jess is looking at me like, and we're both just like, what do we do? What do we do?
Imagine getting hard launched by your guy at his birthday party, only for him to take another girl into the bathroom a couple hours later. Horrifying! It would be horrifying. Hey, what's up? It's Abby from the Breakup Breakdown. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode. This week, we have a submission from somebody who says that her hookup said he wanted to be exclusive and then treated her anything but. And if you're wondering where these crazy breakup stories come from, I take submissions from a form in the episode description. So if you would like to submit one, head on down to the episode description. You will find it there. Hey, Heartbreakers, welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. This week's episode centers around a Hinge relationship that was just supposed to be casual until they decided, you know what, let's just hard launch at this birthday party, only for everything to come crumbling down just hours later. But before we get into that, every week we give a shout out to a different domestic violence organization just to raise more awareness. And this week we are shouting out the Hubbard House in Jacksonville, Florida. For more details on how you can support their organization, you can head on down to the episode description. Okay, so end of this week's submission. So if you've never been down to my submission form, I always ask for people to give me like a headline if they're submitting their own story. And this is what got me. So the headline for this story said, my ex slept with his coworker in the bathroom while I was sitting next to it. Now, I feel like recently we've had like a ton of cheating stories. And so it's like, okay, like you slept with a coworker. Okay, what's the story there? That's crazy. But the fact that I'm like, well, first of all, where is this bathroom? Are you next to the bathroom? Did you see him go into the bathroom and like you're just cool with it happening? Did you not know what was going on? I'm like, I need details. And the biggest question is, did you suspect anything? I feel like sometimes people have no idea this kind of thing happens, but with a coworker, it's the kind of thing you can't really ignore because they come home, they talk about work, and they get this little glimmer in their eye. So why don't we just get into the details when we break down this week's breakup?
We met on Hinge. I was trying to be in my hookup era. I'm not good at being in a hookup era. I am a lover girl, but I was trying. And he was really spontaneous and kind of pulled me out of my shell. Like we literally matched that day and he was like, come out. And I was like, oh, I've never done that before. Okay, like you're pretty. And so we went like on a date on like Hollywood Boulevard. He bought me this like huge margarita that was like bigger than my head. And like, it was just a really great night. And he was really funny. You could tell that he had an ego though. Cause like he was really pretty, but I was like, whatever. My track record with men is like not very good. They're all like, they all got a little funk to them. And so like this one's different. So then we like, you know, went back to his place, hung out, watched like Gladiator and like had a really great night. And then I was like, okay, I'm going home at like 5 a.m. And he was like, you might as well just sleep here. And I was like, no, I don't do sleepovers. I'm going home, even though it was pretty much a sleepover at that point. But I want to go sleep with my cats. I ended up leaving, which I think honestly is what made him want to keep talking to me. Like it was just different and weird. Like I was like, no. And so like I hadn't heard from him for that whole week and I didn't plan to. I thought that it was like one and done. I'm gonna move on to the next. And he texted me the next weekend and was like, hey, like you coming over this weekend? And I was like, whoa, they don't usually follow up. Yeah, right? I was like, okay, sure. And then it just became like every weekend I was at his place, like every single weekend. And like, we would hang out and like watch a lot of movies. We play a lot of video games together. Like I play like Fortnite over Rivals with him. Like that would just, it just became our thing. And he was also an actor. So we would do like all of our self-tapes together. And like, it just became like a, I would have said friendship at first. I thought it was just kind of like a friends with benefits situation. I was okay with it. It gave me the consistency I needed without the like attachment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then one day he just kind of like sat me down and was like, I deleted all of my dating apps, but like I kind of saw on your phone that you're still on your dating apps. And I was like, I didn't know that's what we were doing. Like, I'll delete them if that's what you want. And he was like, yeah, I'm not talking to anybody else. And I was just like, oh, okay, like cool. This is different. Yeah, sure. And so I deleted my dating apps. And we would still see each other like pretty consistently. But he also had a weird thing where he would just kind of disappear for a few weeks. Like, he would, like, disappear for, like, 2 weeks and then come back and be like, oh, sorry, like, I was filming, like, a Disney commercial. And I was like, I feel like you would have told me that. Like, hey, we do all this acting stuff together. I feel like you would have told me about that accomplishment. But, like, congrats? I don't know. Weird. And then he kept being like, you're just really, like, nonchalant. Like, sometimes I don't think you're that into me, which shocked me. I am the most chalant person you will ever meet. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, just sometimes you don't really act like you like me that much. And I was like, you should see the messages with all of my friends. Like, I'm like, right now, 24/7, what is this? And I don't know, but he thought that I was like this crazy girl who like wasn't that into him. Like, I don't know where he got that from. I'm literally living at your house. Like, half of my stuff is at your home. But okay. Sure, yeah, whatever. So it's been like 7 months now, and it's been really consistent. And like, he's now texting me all the time. We're going on dates. Like, it's becoming a thing. I'm helping him with his music career. First off, he cannot sing. He cannot sing. But I wanted him to like me so bad. So I was like, yes, this is amazing. And he made this god-awful song. And I'm like at the front, like I'm the intro, like pretending to yell at him. And I think about that every day because it was so bad. And he posted it everywhere. And I had to be like, he'd be like, repost it. I'd be like, but yeah, so it was just fun. It was harmless and fun, but it like went on for a really long time, and he just became such a consistent person in my life. He met all of my friends. He didn't meet my mom. Good. He didn't need to meet my mom, but like, yeah, you know, it would have gotten there pretty quickly, actually.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If he hadn't done what he did.
Oh, no. Okay, so we're up to the 7 month mark, and it seems like this is a pretty good consistent, I guess we want to call this like what, friends with benefits situation, but you guys have
both. Yeah, like a situationship. Like, yeah.
You guys are like exclusive almost.
Yeah. I mean, he said that. He said we were, I guess he didn't necessarily say the word exclusive, but he said that he didn't want to see other people and he didn't want me seeing other people. So I was like, okay, so we're dating. So you just don't want to call.
Okay, so we're at the 7 month mark, but when do you start to notice that maybe there's like something suspicious going on? Like, when do the red flags start to manifest?
Unfortunately, the red flags are always there. We got into a really bad argument one day because he got all of his information from Twitter. Like, that was his news source.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that's not. He would show me a meme that was like, honestly, it's so sad. It would be like super homophobic. And I'd be like, that's not. That's not even close to, and he's like, no, but it's on Twitter, so it's the truth. I'm like, okay, like, you're actually an idiot, but like, sure. And we would get into like political arguments a lot.
Okay.
But I started feeling really weird because he kind of did his thing again where he would disappear for a little bit. And then he called me one day and was like, okay, so my friends are throwing me a surprise party. And I was like, but you know about it. Like, so it's not a surprise party. And he's like, I convinced them to like, tell me so that I can like, cause he's a Leo. I don't know much about Zodiacs, but every Leo I've met is like real egotistical. And so he was like, I want to be able to like throw it and I want you to come. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. Because mind you, I haven't actually met his friends. Like, he's met all of my friends and like kind of integrated himself into my life. But his life was kind of, I met a few of them. He honestly, I don't think had many friends. Mm-hmm. I think that was kind of the problem. But I wasn't as in his life as he was in mine. And I was like, oh yeah, like I'd love to. I'm going to bring my roommate. I bring her everywhere with me. I was very excited, right? And we get to this party and he's already like, drunk out of his mind. He is like giving me hugs, calling me baby, which was new. We didn't do like pet names or anything like that. So I was kind of like, okay. And then he stops the entire pool party to like introduce me as his girl, which I was also like, hey, this is okay. So in. So like, you know, people are coming up and talking to me. I'm meeting all of his friends. I'm having a great time. He like has his arm around me. He's like, you know, giving me drinks. He's like, oh, like you look so good. I'm like, yay. And then he kind of goes off and does his own thing. And I'm sitting with Jess, And then this girl walks in with her friend and she's like wearing this cute little white bikini. And I was like, oh, I don't like her. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I don't like her. And Jess was like, she seems cool. Like, you haven't even talked to her. I was like, let's go talk to her then, because I'm getting a weird vibe. I immediately go up and introduce myself. And she's like, hey, la, 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 la. And we start kind of chitty chatting and having a great time. And she's so nice. She's so nice and sweet. And her friend is also kind of like there as like moral support. And so all four of us are just hanging out, having a great time. But I want to make sure I keep my eyes on her. Like, I was like, I need to know where you are at all times. And at one point we were kind of in a hot tub playing like Mr. Man trivia. I don't know. He was asking questions about himself and we were answering. And he would like have a little water gun that he would like spray alcohol into people's mouths, and it was warm and nasty and disgusting. And she at one point kind of got up and was like, oh, like I'll be right back. And I was kind of chit-chatting with her friend. I got distracted. This is my fault. So I'm kind of talking to her friend, and then I noticed that she's gone, and I noticed he's gone. But I wasn't thinking too much of it. Like, I was kind of, you know, I was in a good, happy place because of the drinks. And so me and Jess went and sat down kind of near the bathroom, so we were just kind of chitty-chatting. And then this random guy, I swear it's like out of a movie, this random guy comes up and goes, all of the bathrooms are taken because people are, like, effing in them. And there's only two doors, two bathrooms. And Jess and I are kind of like, okay. like, it's not awesome. And I'm not even kidding, like immediately after, the door opens and they both walk out together.
Stop.
And I'm like, so they walk out of the bathroom and I'm like actually shocked. I look at Jess is looking at me like, and we're both just like, what do we do? He doesn't look at me. He knows I'm there. I'm sitting right next to the bathroom. What do you mean? He walks away with her. They go and they're like sitting on this like ledge by the pool and they're just like chit chatting. And I'm like, I'm starting to lose my mind. Like, I'm starting to genuinely, like, go a little crazy. I'm like, should I wreak havoc in this entire party and start throwing things? Or should I leave gracefully? And Jess is like, let's leave gracefully. I'm like, okay, dang it. And so we start to kind of leave. Wait, no, I forgot. Oh, my gosh. I was talking to her best friend at one point. We hadn't left yet. I was like, so are they together? Like, what is this? And she's like, I don't know. Like, this is the first I've heard of this. And I'm like, you and I lie. You're trying to defend your friend, but it's fine. It's fine. Just give me the information. And she like wasn't giving me her information. I was like, and she's like, oh my gosh, we should follow each other on Instagram though. And I literally looked at her and went, no,
we're not going to do that. Yeah, why would we do that?
Literally. I was like, fine. So Jess and I, we start leaving and we have to walk past them. They're sitting by the exit. So we're like walking and I'm like trying not to cry because this man can't see me cry. And I'm walking out. Jess turns to him because he doesn't address us, doesn't even look at us. And she's like, goodbye. And he kind of looks up and is like, bye. And I'm like, oh, my heart. Like, what? Genuinely what? So we Uber home and I'm like ugly crying on the floor. Like, I did not think that I was going to be this upset about it. Like, I was hysterical. And I ended up sending him a 17-minute long voice memo, basically just being like, why I hate you so much. And then like reliving our entire relationship and then yelling at him some more. And it was so long. It was so ridiculous. I did have to like clear the entire conversation after because I was like, ooh.
I did that.
Was so that 17 minutes of what kinds of things are you saying to him?
Everything that came to mind. Like at one point I was just insulting the way he looked. At another point, I was insulting his politics. Another point, I was just being like, but we were so happy. And you said that we were explicit. And then like, and who is she? How did you even meet her? Like, it was everything. It was just a nice soup of everything.
Oh my God.
So bad. And he does not answer ever. We don't speak for a year. Okay. He never addresses it. Never like apologizes. Never is like, hey, we're done. Nothing. Just never speaks to me. So I move on. It's been a year. Like I'm chilling. I'm minding my own business. And then one day I get a text from him. I know. And his chat was muted because I didn't want to handle the rejection of him not talking to me. So I was like, if I just mute it, it's not the same. It was the same. He didn't talk to me. But he sent me a voice memo just being like, hey, could we maybe talk sometime?
That's crazy.
Like, genuinely, what? So I answer, of course. I love the plot. And I'm like, yeah, like, you have a lot of explaining because that's crazy. Yeah. And he basically was just kind of like, yeah, she was my coworker. We had been kind of like seeing each other on the side. I was like, by the way, give me my Switch back. You have my Nintendo Switch. And he ghosted me, give it back. And he was like, yeah, we like, we kind of seeing each other. And then I guess like at the party, we just kind of solidified things. And I was like, so like, I don't know, like you made me feel really special. And he was like, well, like not to make you feel bad, but like most of the girls at that party I have like been with.
Are you kidding me?
There were so many girls. Like I can't even express to you how many girls were at this party. Like I.
But what's crazy what's crazy is like, I get it. You guys were casual. You guys kind of had an understanding of exclusivity. Like that's, there's already a layer there. The fact that you were at his birthday party and he publicly declared in front of everybody that you were with him and then got with another girl at this party is like, it makes sense to me.
Does not make sense at all. And I'm sitting there like, this is genuinely so embarrassing. So all of these girls who have been or are with you now are like looking at me. No wonder they were all trying to talk to me. I understand. Like, girl, I get it. I'm a girl's girl. I did the same thing to that girl. Like, no wonder you're all trying to get close to me and asking me about how I know him and stuff. Like, so when he told me that, I was like, okay, so you really are just like exactly what I thought you were. Like, you were the biggest jerk ever. Like, the biggest jerk ever. And he was like, yeah, but you know, it just, I genuinely feel really bad about what I did to you. Like only me, like not the other girls. I was like,
oh my God.
Okay. Like that genuinely has nothing to do with me. Like, honestly, it's been a year. Like I'm genuinely so over it. And he was like, yeah, we broke up because, and he was so horribly about this girl. Like, I guess nothing actually happened. Like he just kind of spent a little too much money on her and broke up with her. But he kept being like, oh yeah, F that B. And like, you know, she just wanted me for my money. But then he would be like, oh no, like I was just buying her stuff and I realized that I need to take care of me. And so we're still friends, but then would keep like talking crap about her. So I was like, poor girl. Like I was like, she didn't do anything. She did know about me though. That part did make me mad. She did know I existed. And so I was like, so for her to pretend like we're friends and kikiing at the party is a little crazy when you know exactly what you're about to go do. And her friend also made me mad because you knew things. You lied to my face.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
But it's fine. It's fine. And we did end up kind of rekindling a little bit after that, I fear, because I'm weak.
No.
He's so pretty.
Okay, so you give in, you rekindle things a little bit. What happens there?
He invites me to another freaking pool party.
No.
And I get there because I'm an idiot. No, but I knew what was happening. I knew it. I was like, this is fine. I get there. I notice on his party full, he has a plus one. So I'm like, I'm so tired. Like, you're such an idiot, bro. We get to this pool party. It's this girl he met on Hinge who, this is their first meeting. Like, their first date is this pool party. I swear it's like history repeating itself because I walk in late. She immediately comes up and starts talking to me. I'm like, so you have a feeling. Oh. And I kept it real with her. I was like, yeah, I'm seeing him. Like, but it's pretty casual. Like, we're not dating, but if he's telling you that he's single, he's lying, essentially. And she was kind of like, yeah, you know, he made it sound like this was going to be like a real date, but he hasn't spoken to me once this whole party. And I was like, yeah, he's a jerk. Like, he sucks. Genuinely, run if you can. Don't be like me. Get out. And then he ends up taking me into that bathroom.
No.
Nothing happened. I literally was like, I hate you. Like, this is actually the moment that makes me realize that I genuinely hate you and I'm leaving.
Is this the same bathroom as the one? Oh, stop. This is so full circle.
It is. It was. I was literally sitting there like, what am I doing? Now I'm her. Like, I'm the other girl. Like, and this poor girl who's on the date with him is so sad. So I was like, no, I need to go. Like, I'm leaving. Like, we're not doing this. I can't. So I ended up leaving. I grabbed Jess, who's with me, always love her. And we ended up leaving. And I did find out though, that year that he didn't speak to me and was just kind of like doing his own thing with that girl who works with him. I did this like Starbucks commercial and I got to be like on billboards and stuff. And my billboard was outside of his work. One, that's it. That was my revenge.
I love when the universe does stuff like that. Like, thank you for making this man look me in the eyes every single day.
Every day at work, and his girlfriend, both of them
looked at me. Girlfriend, who even knows? Like, I don't even know that he knows what being a girlfriend means.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I would sometimes see their TikToks pop up, and it just really looked like there was no way they really liked each other, unfortunately. Like, I feel for her because she was in that relationship for like 8-9 months, something like that. And it never seemed like they fully liked each other. Like, she liked him. She's kind of boring. I feel really bad to say that because she's like nice, but she just like, their personalities didn't mesh well, you know? Whatever, so, they dated for a while.
Well, thank God you finally got out from under his spell or whatever the hell he was doing to all these women. What did you take away from that experience? Are you like, I'm never doing the dating app thing again? Like, you never know who you're messing with. Like, what did you walk away with?
I walked away with trauma. To be honest, I think I catch red flags a little bit easier.
Okay.
Like, I guess not catch them. I saw them at the beginning. I just ignored them. I think I'm a little quicker to be like, I don't think so. Like, I no longer want to be like played with, which I'll get to that in a second. But like, avoid the pretty guys. If they don't put a label on it pretty quickly, because again, I want a date. I don't want to be like running around. Like, I feel like if you tell me we're exclusive, but you don't ask me to be your girlfriend, I don't want to be with you. Because like, that's just the title. Mm-hmm. There's no other extra step. We're dating, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of what I learned. Like, know how to get out faster.
Know how to get out faster. So what are your tips for someone listening who's like, yeah, I'm dating this guy and like, I don't want to like him because I can tell there's something happening here. But like, he's just super hot. He's stupid hot. Like, I really like him.
I'm going to be like, girl, I get it. And honestly, for the plot, too, but like, protect your heart, girl, because they're evil. Like, I just, okay, best advice. Just trust your instincts, I think is what it is. I didn't trust my instincts. I ignored them. Women's intuition, it's crazy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.